the book of Jeremiah chapter 2, the Lord had a question for his people Israel. He asked them, why have you strayed so far from me? And then he mentioned to them that they have followed and worshipped worthless idols, and they themselves became worthless, which teaches me, if it's possible to worship a worthless idol and become worthless, then we become like the one we worship. So if that's possible, then I would suggest tonight that it's also possible that when we worship the Lord Jesus Christ, we will become more and more like the Lord Jesus Christ. What a great privilege and opportunity tonight to magnify and lift up the name of the Lord. Let's start our night of worship by just lifting our hands and magnifying and worshiping and praising and blessing the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We worship you tonight. What an honor and opportunity to be able to magnify you and lift up your holy name. What a privilege, O Lord, to be able to come into your house, into your presence, and magnify and lift up and worship your holy name. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Tonight is a very special night. Tonight is dedicated wholly to singing and music and worship. So we invite you to join with us and join with every group, every soloist, every duet, everybody who's singing. And let's magnify the name of the Lord. Our first singer is one who leads us in worship many weekends here. Would you please welcome Brother Michael Cabrera.
Their heads were low, their steps were slow, as they walked along that long Emmaus road. Then a man appeared, and as he drew near, he said, a stranger in this town, 'cause the one who came in the Father's name, he has been cut down. They laid his body in the ground. As they walked and talked, he began to explain about this Jesus and why he came. He opened the scriptures and began to teach. The preacher of preachers, he began to preach. In the wilderness, the children had nothing there to eat, but manna from heaven fell down at their feet. When they were dry and thirsty in a foreign land, living water came forth out of a rock in the sand. When the three Hebrew children were thrown in the flames, a fourth man appeared. They even called him by name. The manna, the water, the man, they're all the same. If you're still confused, let me say this real plain. It was me.
It was me.
It was me.
It was me.
I'm the one you left back there at Calvary. It was me. Who do you think hung the stars in the sky? Who do you think made the day and the night? Who made the fires? Who made the trees? Who made the sun and the moon and the seas? Who gives life to all who believe? Who do you think made the blind to see? Who made the very air that you breathe? Who defeated death and won the victory? It was me.
It was me.
It was me.
It was me.
I'm the one who died for you at Calvary. It was me who loved you when no one else would, who saved you when no one else could. It was me.
Hallelujah. Let's worship the name of the Lord. He's everything we need. He's the great I am. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. You are healer, our helper, our Savior, our Redeemer. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Alyssa Strickland is coming now to sing about how beautiful the Lord is. Let's welcome Alyssa Strickland. Thank you, Alyssa. Thank you, Alyssa. And now little Mackie, my McKenna, is going to come. And I don't want to put any pressure on her. But she is playing and singing a song she wrote, The Name Jesus.
Thank you. the name, say the name. He died on the cross for our sins. He was buried and 3 days later rose again. Oh God, that's what you did. And your name is Jesus. You're the only name that saves us, the one worthy of praises. And we know his name. Just say the name, say the name. Oh, Jesus, you're the only name that saves us, the one worthy of praises. And we know his name. Just say the name, say the name. You're the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father, the Counselor. You're the Lamb of God, the Holy One. You are wonderful. You're the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father, the Counselor. You're the Lamb of God, the Holy One. You are wonderful, Lord Jesus. You're the only name that saves us, the one worthy of praises. And we know his name. Just say the name, say the name. Oh, Jesus, you're the only name that saves us, the one worthy of praises. And we know his name. Just say the name, say the name.
I had a handkerchief, I'd pull it out, but I don't. I'm so proud of you, Mackie. Oh, thank you. She could win every award in school, be voted most everything in school, and I would not be more proud than to watch her worship the name of the Lord Jesus. So proud of you, Mackie. I want to introduce to you somebody tonight you've probably seen, but perhaps not yet met. This is my friend Ricky. And he is going to be singing for us, I'll Fly Away. So if you have a Burgundy Beauty underneath the chair in front of you, it's page 311. If not, it might be on the screen. But this is Ricky Crary. Would you make him welcome at Apostolic Church? Ricky, we're glad you're here.
Glad you're here, buddy. There you go, sir.
This life is over.
That's my friend Ricky Crary. One more time, just show him your appreciation. Hallelujah. God's doing a good work in Knox County. He's doing a good work in Mount Vernon. He's turning people's lives around. That's what the gospel does. He turns lives around. Thank God for what he's doing. I'm so glad Ricky is here. I'm so glad some of our other friends who are coming on Thursday nights. Fellas, I'm so glad you're here. Welcome. Welcome. That's right, Demetrius. I'm so glad they're here. If you've not yet met these guys, please, before service is over, actually perhaps after service is over, introduce yourself. Let them know your name and get to learn their name. They're part of our church family, and God's doing a great work in their lives, and I thank God for it. Absolutely. Praise God. Thank God. Tuesday morning, our ladies are invited to come pray in the chapel, spend some time just talking with God and drawing closer to Him. And then on Wednesday, I'm asking our church as a church to fast and pray for those in our church especially who need healing. Right now, we have some who need a healing touch in their body. Brother Sheets, Papa Sheets, he needs strength and healing. Our beloved Sister Valen needs a healing touch in her body, and God's able to do that for her. So I'm calling on our church. In the Old Testament, several times the Bible would say they would call a solemn assembly and call a fast. And I'm asking our church this Wednesday to dedicate Wednesday to prayer and fasting. And let's believe God to move in the lives of those who need His touch so much. Let's believe God for that. Then Wednesday night, we're going to wrap up our series on Wednesday in the chapel on tough questions to ask about God. So far, we've answered 8 questions. And so this Wednesday night will be a review, and it will be a Kahoot review. For those of you who have done that before, you know that's online and with your phone or tablet. So bring your phone or tablet and be prepared to have some fun and learn and review what we've learned about that already. And then on Wednesday, our students are learning about coming down the mountain, practical tips for when you're not that spiritual, how to live between mountaintop to mountaintop, how to live in everyday life. So our students are learning that on Wednesdays. And then the Potters this Saturday are hosting a fall harvest party at their domicile. That's house. But if you want to win in Scrabble, you would use domicile. October 27th at 4 p.m. That's Saturday in Frazeesburg. Their address is in the bulletin. Everybody is invited to come. And then last announcement, Sunday, our chili cook-off. So please sign up. That's right. All right. All right. Really. So, please sign up for the chili cook-off. It's going to be a lot of fun, and that is going to be Sunday right after morning service. What I did not mention, but I want to mention, especially for my guys, Thursday night, celebrate recovery in the chapel, 6:30. All of our guys. God's doing such a good work, church. He's doing such a good work in Knox County, and I believe He's going to continue what He started. Our ushers are coming at this time. They're going to receive our offering. And I want to say welcome to all of our guests this evening. If you're a guest with us tonight, we're so glad you're here. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are very happy to have you. If you do not have an Apostolic Church home, we from Apostolic Church, we say welcome home. We are so glad you're here. Would you please welcome the Coles? We absolutely love the Coles. These are our student pastors, and they have done an amazing amount of work in the lives of our students and our young adults, and they serve every week and every day in some capacity to make sure our students are closer to God and ready for heaven. Love, Brother and Sister Cole. On this Pastor Appreciation Month, we as a church appreciate our student pastors. We love you guys. Worship the Lord with us.
For me, love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. By the grace in his eyes, if his grace is an ocean, we're all sinking, and heaven meets earth like a beautiful kiss, and my heart turns violently inside of my chest. I don't have time to maintain these regrets when I think about and he is our prize, drawn to redemption by the grace in his eyes. If his grace is an ocean, we're all sinking, and heaven meets earth like a beautiful kiss, and my heart turns violently inside of my chest. I don't have time to maintain these regrets when I think about the way he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves. Say he loves us. Oh,
hallelujah. Let's magnify. Let's thank God tonight for his love. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your great love. Thank you, Lord, for your great love wherein you have loved us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise God. Well, I'm inviting the lovely to come to the platform. This is a song Andrea and I have sung in Panama City when we were down in Florida. We sang this many times. And, of course, you all know it doesn't take more than 37 minutes to be in church with us to know she's a wonderful singer. And so it's always a privilege for me to get to sing alongside her and with her. This song is called The Other Side of Broken. Jesus will be there. Good. your heart is breaking, and there's no place for you to go, and all you hold are shattered pieces of the dreams you used to know. You are hurting and you're searching through the pieces you now hold. But on the other side of broken, God's love will make you whole. On the other side of broken, I cast all my fears. Words need not be spoken, for Jesus dries my tears. On his wings I rise above the pain. That's why I love to call his name. On the other side of broken, that's where Jesus is. Every time you feel defeated and your back's against the wall, now don't you be discouraged. Your dreams are not the first to fall. See, God has gone before you, and he's heard your every prayer. And on the other side of broken, oh, thank you, he'll be waiting there. Thank you, Jesus. On the other side of broken, I cast all my fears. Words need not be spoken. Jesus dries my tears. On his wings I rise above the pain. That's why I love to call his name. On the other side of broken, that's where Jesus is. On his wings I rise above the pain. That's why I love to call his name. On the other side of broken, that's where Jesus is.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. While the Cole and Company, get ready.
me just share something I shared with our Wednesday night Bible study. When we ask the question, it's one of the tough questions we ask about God. How could a good God allow suffering? If God is so good, why could the world end up so bad? And of course, in that class, there's no easy answer, nor is there a conclusive answer in that it will satisfy every curious mind or skeptic or critic. But what we did learn and figure out is suffering was not God's design. That was our idea. And so you have a God who has every right in the world to write us off and leave us alone. But what did our God do in the midst of our suffering? Rather than just say, serves them right, I told them not to do it and they did it anyways, let them pay for it. He came in the midst of our suffering. And He suffered with us and for us so we would not have to suffer through this life alone. And so we have a high priest who says, I know exactly what you're going through. I went through it. I faced it. I defeated it. I calmed every storm you'll ever face. The Almighty God of glory came in the middle of our suffering. What an awesome God. I'm so proud of our students. So proud of this trio. This is the Cole & Company trio. Worship the Lord Jesus with them.
Still as you call blessing with them.
You are. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am.
And now we have an instrumental. I'm going to give you three guesses what instruments they're going to be playing.
Xylophone.
Ah, let's tell them what he's won. This is the Brooks duet, the trumpet duet with How Great Thou Art. Thank you. sing it together, shall we?
Sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
Nobody like our Jesus.
How great thou art. How great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art.
Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We magnify your name. We love and worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. You may be seated. Sister Missy is coming to sing That's What Jesus Does. I feel closer to him already, don't you?
The brokenhearted, he remembers you, though you feel forgotten. He gives beauty for the ashes. He can give you peace when you don't have the strength to ask him. That's what Jesus does. That's what Jesus does. So let him hold you. Let him breathe on you. You are not a mistake. Do not be afraid. Let Jesus love you. Let him see. Forgotten, he gives beauty for the ashes. He can give you peace when you don't have the strength to ask him. That's what Jesus does. That's what Jesus does.
What Jesus does. So let him hold you. Let him breathe on you.
Jesus does. That's what 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 Jesus does. Jesus does. That's what Jesus does. That's what Jesus does. That's what Jesus does. Jesus loves. That's what Jesus does. Jesus. He heals the brokenhearted. He remembers you. Thank you, Jesus, and thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, we glorify you. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Beautiful presence of the Lord is in the house. I believe Angelica. Angelica is coming to sing. I'm proud of all of our students. So proud when they use the talents and gifts God gives them for His glory.
Mercy, I am clean.
blood flowed red and made me white. My dirty rags are purified. I am clean.
Washed in the blood of your sacrifice.
Your blood flowed red and made me white. My dirty rags are purified. I am clean. Washed in the blood of your sacrifice. Your blood flowed red and made me white. My dirty rags are purified. I am clean.
Good job, Jelly. This song is special to me. It's special to all of our Celebrate Recovery team, because we sing this song every Thursday night in Celebrate Recovery. This is not just a program. It's not just some steps. I'm thankful for all of those and the good they do, but nothing will do for us like the gospel will do for us. Our guys know the power of this song because they're seeing the power of this song lived out in their lives. If He has made you clean from anything, any addiction, any habit, any hang-up, any sin, would you stand and give God glory right now? If you're not what you used to be, would you stand and give God glory? Praise God, praise God. I'm not what I was. Thanks to the power of the cross. You may be seated. One more group is coming tonight to sing thank you for your response and worship. Thank you for not making this a concert, but allowing this to be an opportunity to worship and magnify the name of the Lord. We're inviting the Page and Dolan family to come up. They're going to sing a beautiful song called Beautifully Broken.
I find myself alone again. My hopes and dreams caving in. I find myself alone again, wondering when this will end. Bringing to life what was lost inside the night. I find myself with you again. Take control, I'm giving in. I find myself with you again. A broken things are mended.
But then a voice calls out to me.
I made holy new. I restore.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I want to close tonight out the way we have our Celebrate Recovery. Guys, you know Freedom? You guys know and like the song Freedom? We sing two songs every Thursday night. Now, we're getting ready to teach them a new song. But the last several Thursdays, we've been doing Clean and Freedom. So if you guys want to come up, you can. Or if you just stay back there and sing it, you can. But let's show the church we know how to sing Freedom. Are you ready? I want to clap a little louder than before. I want to sing a little louder than before. I wanna jump higher than before. I wanna shout louder than before. Sing it, freedom, 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 freedom. I wanna lift my hands higher than before. I want to love you more than before. I want to worship deeper than before.
Come on now.
Hallelujah. I want to scream louder than before. Let's sing it now. Freedom. 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 Shackles, no more chains, no more bondage. I am free. Oh, yes. No more shackles, no more chains, no more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage. I am free. Yeah. Sing it again as a testimony. No more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage.
I am free. Yeah. I
sing
am
hallelujah,
free.
I hallelujah, am hallelujah, free. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Set me free, yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound by Jesus to see. Glory to God, he set me free. He set me free, yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound by Jesus to see. Glory to God, he set me free, free.
name of the Lord.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We praise you. We give glory to your name. We worship you. We thank you, Lord, for setting us free. We thank you, God, for liberating us. We thank you for delivering us. We thank you, Lord, for setting us free. Hallelujah. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Set us free. He has set us free. Thank you, Jesus. What an awesome God we serve. And what an awesome privilege to come on a Sunday night and worship. And worship. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This night of worship was for an audience of one. And Lord, I pray you enjoyed this night of worship, because we sure enjoyed worshiping and magnifying, lifting up your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you for coming to worship. Thank you for giving everything you got to glorify the name of the Lord. You're dismissed in Jesus' name. But before you leave tonight, if there's somebody you don't know, a face you don't recognize, a name you don't know, please introduce yourself. Ask them to introduce you to them. We're a church family. Let's get to know one another a little bit better. God bless you. Thank you for worshiping.